On November 25, 1981, the United Nations adopted a resolution declaring its dedication to eliminating all forms of intolerance and discrimination based on religion or belief. Yet actions speak louder than words. Religious intolerance, oppression, and persecution persist.
There is no getting away from the fact that this is a world where people live with all kinds of beliefs and people have different faiths. Each one has to be respected.
Asma Jahangir is the United Nations Special Rapporteur on Freedom of Religion or Belief of the Commission on Human Rights.
I think that in one way, my job is a little bit more difficult because there is a kind of a confusion in people's mind about protection of human rights and protection of religions. I mean, protections or disrespect to religion could lead to violation of human rights, but not necessarily all the time.
Born in Pakistan into a family with a long history of human rights work, Jahangir herself became involved at a young age in protests against the military regime in her country. After completing her law degree in 1978, she pitted her wits against the restrictive Hudud Ordinance, based on Islam's Sharia law, managing to overturn a death sentence against a blind woman who was gang-raped and then grotesquely charged with adultery. Since then, she and Ayal Rehman, director of the Pakistani Human Rights Commission, have defended thousands of hopeless cases. And now she is here at the Vatican to meet with church officials. But why?
For me, my mandate is intellectually challenging. For that, you need a broad base of information from all quarters. Vatican is very important in that sense. They have played a very positive role. And I think that I need to learn more of what can be done. They have had experience in the field at analytical level. This is a meeting that I believe that I will carry a lot back with me. And I'm told, and I have no reason to doubt, a lot of wisdom as well.
As the United Nations prepares to launch its newly reformed Council for Human Rights next Monday, the hope is that it will begin taking Ms. Jahangir's recommendations seriously. I'm Ema McCarthy.